One day after President Bush called for an Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank, Israeli forces today fought a pitched battle with Palestinian gunmen in Nablus. The West Bank's largest city was invaded by Israeli tanks yesterday. Meanwhile, in Ramallah, U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni conferred with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, their first meeting since Israel began its West Bank incursion 8 days ago. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Gaza that Palestinians there fear they may be the next target in Israel's offensive.
Palestinians in Gaza have watched for 8 days as Israel rolled through the West Bank, rounding up anyone it says may be behind the recent spate of suicide bombings and firing artillery at Palestinian Authority offices that it says are harboring enemies of the Jewish state. From inside the cement hut of a local police station in Gaza City, General Rajeh Abulahia says he is certain that Gaza is next in Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's sights.
We are expecting any minute that they could enter. Maybe while we are sitting recording here, they could enter and attack. This butcher, Sharon, he has the ability, he has the resources, he has the army, he can enter and get out whenever he wants. And we are unarmed people, but we will resist with any weapon, with any resource, with any way.
The general's colleague beside him pulls his pistol from his jacket, holds it to his head, and says he'll die before he surrenders.
This is a question of dignity for me. And losing my life for me easier than losing my dignity. I will not lose my dignity.
But in this rapidly unfolding drama, the mood of the two men changes several hours later back at headquarters when they flip on the television.
And the occupation must end through withdrawal.
There is a flash of hope that an incursion into Gaza can be averted, as an Arabic television interpreter blares out President Bush's new Middle East plan. Bush's call to respect Palestinian aspirations wins approving nods. There is special satisfaction with the U.S. demand that Israel stop building new Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza. General Abulahia says he feels vindicated.
I was optimistic, because I was trusting the human conscience, the American human conscience, and the European human conscience, that it will move, because all of this retaliation, all of this killing, a human cannot ignore it.
But on the streets of Gaza City, where children seem to outnumber the adults 5-1, apprehension about Israelis entering Gaza is running high. Standing before a popular falafel stand, 27-year-old Abir says Bush can't ask Sharon to withdraw. She says he must order him. And she fears the same fate of Palestinians who are facing Israeli tanks and artillery on the West Bank.
It makes us afraid and panic and worry. We don't know what to do. It is just as it happened in Israel when there is a suicide bomber. All the Israelis, they feel panic, afraid, worry, and angry. We just feel the same when it is happening to our people.
In preparation for a possible siege, Abir says she's stockpiling water and food. At this local coffee bar, 25-year-old Nadir Omar shares a cappuccino with his friends and this opinion on those who are killing themselves and others in the name of Palestine.
In this time, yeah, I support it. You know, we don't have F-16, we don't have Apache, we don't have tanks, we don't have anything. I think it's the best way to fight them. It's the only way to face them. To prove to them that we are alive and we are not going to give up.
A Palestinian television producer, Nadir Omar, is also suspicious that Israel is using the wave of suicide bombings as a pretext for the incursions and that its long-term objective is to reoccupy the territories. It is a view widely expressed by Palestinians, young and old. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Gaza City.